This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, February 1st. God's word for you today is, I will. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 108, verse 1 to 3, which says, My heart is confident in you, O God. No wonder I can sing your praises with all my heart. Wake up, lyre and harp. I will wake the dawn with my song. I will thank you, Lord, among all the people. I will sing your praises among the nations. David is teaching us something very crucial about active worship in today's anchor scripture, which is, sometimes you need to tell yourself to get up and praise God. There will be times that you will need to command yourself to be active in worship. You have to be active. David commanded even his musical instruments. Was David displaying signs of madness by commanding the lyre and harp to wake up? Not at all. It simply shows us how deliberate David is. In the King James Version of Psalm 108, verse 2, David says, I myself will awake early. And the Passion Translation of the same Psalm 102, verse 2 reads, Arise, my soul, and sing his praises. I will awaken the dawn with my worship, greeting the daybreak with my songs of light. David was saying, Not only will I wake my instrument and wake myself, I will wake the day up. Every daybreak is an opportunity to show God how much you love him. Why? Hasn't God been faithful to you? Hasn't God been kind? He deserves worship, true worship. True worship happens when I take extreme measures to do what is right, get physical, let the music move you, be engaged and not be passive. Number 5. True worship happens when I let it overflow into my words and my deeds. 2 Samuel 6 verse 17 to 19 says, They brought the ark of the Lord and set it in place inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And David sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings before the Lord. After he had finished sacrificing the burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord Almighty. Then he gave a loaf of bread, a cake of dates, and a cake of raisins to each person in the whole crowd of Israelites, both men and women, and all the people went to their homes. This is after all the sacrifices on the road. Amazing! David blessed the people and gave. Let it overflow into my words and my deeds. As we become true worshipers, as we grow into true worshipers, we have to let it overflow into our words and our actions. You will find out that you are generous with your words. Your words bless people. When people come into your presence, they leave blessed because you abide in the presence of God. So your words build and give life. When people engage you, they discover that you are a giver. Things naturally flow from you to other people. It is a contradiction to live a life of true worship, and when people engage you, they feel deflated or discouraged. You just finished praying for 2 hours, and the first thing that comes out from your mouth is an abuse. That neither makes sense nor adds up. It ought not to be so. God's life has to overflow through your mouth, your words, and your actions, your deeds. That is why the witness of the gospel is hindered, because of people that claim to know God, yet they do many things but bless people and give to people. Let us pray. Father, I declare in the name of Jesus that my soul will arise and praise you, my words will go forth and bless, and my hands will be stretched out in giving. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.